From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russia said Monday it is too early to comment on policy proposals from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who suggested in a newspaper interview he would back dropping sanctions against Russia in exchange for an agreement to reduce nuclear arms. He made his comment in a joint interview with the Times of London and Germany's Bild newspaper. He criticized Russia's intervention in Syria and repeated his campaign trail criticism of NATO. He also said he had great respect for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, but faulted her for Germany's acceptance of migrants who had fled their countries because of war, political instability, or economic conditions. Just days before his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has taken to Twitter and some interviews with foreign press to reflect on his win and what he'll do once he's inaugurated. Post-election polls show Mr. Trump won largely because of his tough talk when it comes to some nations such as China. In recent days, Mr. Trump said Beijing's One China policy should be up for discussion as part of future trade negotiations between U.S. and China.
But for him to say that Taiwan should be a bargaining chip in some trade negotiations between China and Taiwan, I think is completely wrong and illegitimate. Taiwan is a separate nation. It's a middle-sized nation, and it should not become a bargaining chip. We have 23 million people who have democratized and live with human rights and democratization, and they certainly shouldn't be traded off for some supposed trade advantages that the United States might gain with China.
Monash University Taiwan expert Bruce Jacobs talking to VOA. And VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning at 16 hours universal time on radio, television, and on the internet at voanews.com. This is VOA News. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is in Brussels for a meeting of EU foreign ministers. It is their first such meeting of the new year.
That will start with an outlook at priorities we'll be facing in this first month. We'll focus today especially on Syria. I'll update ministers on the work we're doing on the EU initiative with the regional powers and the discussions I've had in Geneva, especially with the new Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, and Staffan de Mistura, but also with the Turkish minister.
Mogherini also said they will focus on assessing the Iran nuclear deal on its first anniversary. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the international community must stand up against Russian aggression and urge President-elect Donald Trump to be a strong supporter and partner of Ukraine. Speaking Monday in Kiev alongside the President Petro Poroshenko, Biden noted Ukraine is fighting both the cancer of corruption and the unrelenting aggression of the Kremlin.
Together with our EU and G7 partners, we made it clear that sanctions should remain in place until Russia fully, I emphasize, fully implements its commitments under the Minsk Agreement, and that the Crimea-related sanctions against Russia must remain in place until Russia returns full control to the people of Ukraine.
And this was Biden's last official visit to Kiev as vice president, during which he reflected the special focus Ukraine has received under the outgoing Obama administration. Prosecutors have requested the arrest of the Samsung heir, Lee Jae-young, as a bribery suspect in the influence peddling scandal that led to the impeachment of South Korea's President Park Geun-hye. Investigators questioned Lee on allegations Samsung won government favors, such as getting backing for a merger in exchange for donating corporate funds to various entities controlled by Choi Soon-sil, a longtime friend of President Park. Choi has been jailed. Oman said Monday it has accepted 10 prisoners from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The names and nationalities of the prisoners were not released. When U.S. President Barack Obama took office in January 2009, he vowed to close the prison in southeastern Cuba, saying the detention facility did not reflect American values because many of the prisoners there had been held for years without trial and some had been tortured. Observers say more prisoners could be released in the final hours of the Obama administration. However, last week, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said he did not expect any more. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.